From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China is buying more U.S. soybeans. Reuters is reporting Chinese state-owned firms bought 1.5 million metric tons of soybeans on March 28th for orders to be shipped in July and August. The buy comes as U.S. and Chinese negotiators meet in Beijing to try to work out a trade deal between the two countries. The USDA export sales report shows that from March 15th to the 21st, China was also the top buyer of U.S. corn. A California jury says Bayer needs to pay 70-year-old Edwin Hardeman $80 million for its liability in his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. According to AgriPulse, this includes $200,000 in past medical expenses, $5.6 million in compensatory damages, and $75 million in punitive damages. AgProfessional.com reports this is the second time this year a jury has found Monsanto, now Bayer, liable. The first jury award was for $289 million, later reduced to $78 million. Bayer is appealing the first verdict. So, who's the fool? With much of the recent trade focus on China, April 1st is the day the U.S. ag industry finds itself at a significant tariff disadvantage with no connection to China. AgWeb.com reports 11 Pacific Rim countries forged a new deal without the U.S. after the Trump administration exited the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The updated agreement is the CPTPP, the Comprehensive and Progressive TPP. Tariffs started to drop for countries within the agreement on April 1st. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.